The Chafetz Chaim has demonstrated that one of the things holding us back from doing chesed, or from doing it happily, and even looking for opportunities to do chesed, is the simple lack of knowledge. Both not understanding the extent of the obligation to do chesed, because we think maybe it's only good midas, it's just, you know, nice thing to do, while in reality it's a Torah obligation. And also, we don't understand the depth of the mitzvah, how great the reward is, how much it's expected of us, how much it defines who we are. So the Chafetz Chaim exhorts us to learn. The Chafetz Chaim adds in a footnote that sometimes the Yetzer Hara attacks learning directly, saying that if you learn, you will truly become aware of the obligations, so don't do that. You don't want to really know how much you're obligated. And if you do, you probably still won't do it, and then you'll be even more condemned, because you know the halacha, and you're not keeping it. Better do without knowledge, be a shaygig, than to be amazed. So before we continue on to the Chafetz Chaim's approach to this, we should realize that this is something that we all do. We all think this way. You know, you might think when hearing this, hey, I wish I would struggle whether to learn or not for this reason. But we really do have this struggle, because think of the times we might have not asked a shaila because we don't want to hear that it's prohibited. That's exactly this Yetzer Hara. What's the reasoning over here? We're thinking, don't ask, because if you ask, you either will have to listen, or you won't listen, and then you'll be even a greater sinner, right? So it's exactly this kind of reasoning, like, don't learn, because if you learn, then what's going to happen? Then either you'll have to do it, or you won't do it, and you'll be in full knowledge. In addition, at times we also consciously try not to find out about people who are in need or organizations that need our help, because we know that we're in a position to help them, and we don't want to be burdened by either actually helping them, or we don't want to be burdened by the guilt of not helping them. Same goes for various opportunities of chesed that present themselves. How many times have we walked a different direction or like avoided someone so as not to have to speak to some person, although speaking to that person may have been the greatest chesed we can do for them? And this is all the same line of thinking. So the Chafetz Chaim goes on to say that he heard from one of the gedolim of his generation, I wonder if maybe it's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that this is like someone who was warned that a certain path is dangerous, full of potholes, other obstructions there. So the fellow's worried that, you know, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to end up falling in, and everybody's going to think I'm a fool. So I have a much better idea. I'll tie a bandana over my eyes so that if I fall in, at least it won't be my fault, you know, and I won't look so stupid. And obviously, this is the ultimate idiocy, because tying something over your eyes is the most foolish thing to do. So likewise, choosing not to look, not to learn, not to find out, to avoid seeing the chesed that we're obligated in, is not in any way an argument to absolve oneself. And it'll be held against us as if we knew and chose not to keep our obligations. There's actually a number of places in Chazal where Chazal learned from a pasuk specifically, for example, the obligation to stand up for an older person or for a Talmud Chacham. So Chazal have learned that the end of that pasuk says, Ani Hashem. They say, why does it say Ani Hashem? Ani Hashem comes to teach us that if a person sees a Talmud Chacham from a distance, he doesn't want to be bothered to get up, so he closes his eyes. So this way, when he comes close, I won't see him. So the pasuk said, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, and I know exactly what you're thinking, and don't think you'll get away because of that. And there's other places as well, same concept, that in other words, closing your eyes and trying to become not aware of obligations that are coming your way is not going to help anybody. So what is the concept that it's better if someone should be a shaygig and not a mazid? That's only applicable when, if we are debating, should we give someone else Musar? Should we rebuke him? Should we let him know he's doing an Avera? And we're 100% certain that he's not going to listen anyway. So then the halach is, better don't rebuke him. Look, he's not going to do it. He's doing it anyway. He's not going to listen to you. So if you let him know, all you're going to accomplish is you're going to render him amazed. So don't tell him. But that doesn't apply to us ourselves. It's not an absolution of our own obligations. We can't use that argument to not learn ourselves and not to become aware. That's just the same as being amazed.